Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial hour of your life.
Yeah!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries.
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, direct from the greatest city on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, libertarian, conservative, anti-tax warrior in America, Wayne Allyn Root.
I said war!
This isn't Wayne Allyn Root. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com taking over the mic for war. And we are going to war on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And you can call. I know that you guys are out there. He's got a great crew. And I know that people are woke, right? Stay woke. Like DeRay McKesson says of Black Lives Matter. Where is Black Lives Matter? Are they planning the next riot? I mean, they certainly aren't in Louisiana. But as I promised you this whole, we've already covered an hour, we've got our last hour here, and there's still a lot to talk about, but I'm calling this Free For All Friday, and Free For All Friday, we've done it once before, we're going to do it again. If I'm not hitting on a subject that you want to talk about, I mean, even Gary Johnson called, not the Gary Johnson, but a caller named Gary Johnson wants to make shirts, and he called, and he always has great ideas. So if you're out there, call 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. And tell me what's on your mind. Give me a comment. But I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. And as I promised my readers at ReaganBaby.com and my listeners when I do radio here and across the country, is I'm always going to bring the truth to you. It's sometimes hard to find. And as our last caller on Benghazi, who is a college professor on terrorism, he has to find his truth in Great Britain and in England and in Canada, because we know, you know, finally the conservatives have been vindicated. We've finally been vindicated because we have called CNN the Clinton News Network for quite some time. Same with the CBS, same with the mainstream media. They offer protection for the Clintons. They don't offer protection for the American people. Now, the duty of the press, according, and I printed this out for you guys today because I work with a great lady by the name of Katie Grimes, and she and I have been producing a story on voter and election fraud called The Voting System is Rigged, Part 1, 2, and 3. I mean, my God, the progressives tell us that voter fraud doesn't exist, but how do we get three articles with all these facts and figures if it doesn't exist? I mean, we've got a series going on here. It might even go up to, like, you know, part 12. You know, stay tuned. Who knows? But Katie is one of the last investigative journalists that I know that are living, because we've been proven, as DNC leaks proved and vindicated conservatives, we know that the press colluded with the DNC. Ken Vogel of Politico was sending his articles over to make sure that the articles matched the talking points so the headlines could be what the DNC wants you to believe and hear. We also know that the Hill publication photoshopped Hillary Clinton events in order to make the crowds look bigger. It's all smoke and mirrors, folks, from the MSM. It's all smoke and mirrors. And those familiar with George Orwell, you remember the Ministry of Truth? Yeah. The Ministry of Truth is what we are living in now. It's what they want you to believe and know. They don't want to talk about the truth. They don't want to address the facts, because then they will be proven to be liars. So that's why Hillary Clinton stays away from the press since December 4th, 2015. And she can keep lying, but the press needs to be held to a different standard. And I think it's about time that someone does stick it to the press. And whether it's me or Katie Grimes, or whether it's Wayne Allyn Root or Kevin Wall, or whatever, or if it's Michael Savage, or whoever else that you listen to on AM 790 Talk Now, we're always providing the truth, and you can make whatever opinion you want from that, but you can't create your own truth. You can own your feelings, you can own your opinions, but you don't own the facts. And the facts are that there's a code of ethics, and this is what I printed out for you today. It's called the Society of Professional Journalism. You can Google it. And this is according to the Society of Professional Journalists. This is their code of ethics. The preamble. Members of the Society of Professional Journalists believe that public enlightenment is the forerunner of justice and the foundation of democracy. That's the first sentence. Now, if I go over to CNN.com and look at the breaking news, or if I go to New York Times, you're not going to find anything on the new Benghazi emails that were found. You're not going to find anything related to the Clinton Foundation, the slush fund that was found. So to go on, the preamble. Ethical journalism strives to ensure the free exchange of information that is accurate, fair, and thorough. An ethical journalist, it's amazing that I could even say that without laughing, an ethical journalist acts with integrity. The society declares these four principles as the foundation of ethical journalism and encourages their use in its practice by all people in the media. Wouldn't that be nice if we had ethics and integrity again? Because it's been so absent in this administration, as well as anything that surrounds or is related to the Clintons. You know, this reminds me, and this will bring me to the Flashback Friday. I call it a free-for-all Friday, and I also call it a Flashback Friday, because a Flashback Friday means that we are going to use all the words of the left and all their actions against them in order to try to get them to answer for it. But we're also going to flash back to a time when character was king, because I think we need to be reminded that when we were threatened abroad, when our men, like the men in Benghazi, were murdered, when terrorist attacks happened, as they always have throughout the course of history, the difference in living in a world of terror is based on the reaction of the commander-in-chief and the trustworthiness of a leader. So I take you back to Ronald Reagan, and let me tell you how he handled Gaddafi. And let me tell you how Gaddafi was neutered. We're going to go to cut 13.
7 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time, air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against the headquarters, terrorist facilities, and military assets that support Muammar Gaddafi's subversive activities. Colonel Gaddafi is not only an enemy of the United States. His record of subversion and aggression against the neighboring states in Africa is well documented and well known. He has ordered the murder of fellow Libyans in countless countries. He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East, as well as the Western Hemisphere. And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office. Self-defense is not only our right, it is our duty. It is the purpose behind the mission undertaken tonight, a mission fully consistent with Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. I salute the skill and professionalism of the men and women of our armed forces who carried out this mission. It's an honor to be your commander-in-chief. Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong. I warn that there should be no place on earth where terrorists can rest and train and practice their deadly skills. I meant it. I said that we would act with others if possible and alone if necessary to ensure that terrorists have no sanctuary anywhere. Tonight, we have. Thank you. God bless you.
A time when character was king. A time when the American people and their safety were put first. A time when there was integrity and ethics in leadership roles within the administration. And a time when we weren't paying ransom, like this administration has, in untraceable cash to the tune of $400 million to the Iranian regime. A gift to them, an untraceable gift to them, so they can continue to increase their terror network and their nuclear capabilities. And that's why I am of the Never Hillary movement. Not the Never Trump movement, the Never Hillary movement. And so after this break, I'm going to interview the founder and chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC, Senator Ted Harvey. And he'll be coming up after this break. He and I'll have a nice long discussion about what he's going to do to stop Hillary. And then I want to hear from you guys afterwards on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. This is Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I'll be right back.
I'm Eric Carley.
And I'm Gary McNamara. We host Red Eye Radio, heard here overnights on 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allen Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And you are back with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com filling in for Wayne Allen Root, War. And we do go to war on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. We need to go to war against the institutional left in order to break down the elaborate lies of the progressives. But you can call me up, 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790. We're going to have Ted Harvey on soon, and Senator Ted Harvey is a Colorado representative, and he is the founding member and chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC. He is wholly devoted to assuring that Hillary Rodham Clinton never becomes president of the United States. Look, I've never met Ted yet, Senator Harvey, but I'm looking forward to talking to him. So he should be calling in shortly, but in the meantime, we've got our phones are lighting up, so I will wait until we get that caller in the queue. And we will go to Joel. Joel, hi. Hi, Joel. Line one.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi.
I think there's a way we can get all that money that Secretary Hillary obtained by meeting with people from the charity to the U.S. Treasury. There's a set of laws under agency law that says if an employee earns money while doing or on the clock for the company, that money goes to the company rightfully. Now, if she's meeting these people as Secretary of State, then under that law, anything that was contributed to her charity due to the fact that she's in that position should go right to U.S. Treasury, not to her charity, not to her pockets.
Now, is that a federal law that's designed in order to hold employees of private corporations responsible?
I don't know if it's federal or not. That's a common law that I studied in law school.
Are you a lawyer?
And I don't practice law. I have my law degree.
Okay.
For example, if somebody goes to be a juror on a trial, in most states, the company would collect the $25, $35 daily fee they get because they're still on the payroll. They're still being paid by the company. So they can't double dip in a sense. And this is exactly what she was doing. She was double dipping using her color of authority to enhance these people to give her or her husband money so that she could influence decisions. And she couldn't do that without her mantle as secretary.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, this was a slush fund. This was the Sopranos had their mafia. The Clintons had their foundation. You know, Tony Soprano had his, refuse company?
Yes, but in that case, he was actually representing the company, and it went to the company. In this case, she's representing the American government, and it's not going to the government. It's going to her slush fund. I'd like to see some senator push that on the floor to get some kind of look and see at it.
Well,
politicians do it all the time. They use their color of authority to gain contributions for other things than what they should be gaining it for.
And Joel, riddle me this. Okay, answer this question. How do you think that Senator Harry Greed, became a multimillionaire on a $176,000 salary? Right?
We know that there were a lot of shenanigans going on. I don't have any facts to give you proof on any of it.
But those with political clout and those who can do political favors and those with the power, you know, and Ronald Reagan said this years ago in the Time for Choosing speech. We are either going to be a country, and I paraphrase, we're either going to be a country that's going to allow a few remote elites in a land far away to basically organize and manage our life. Whereas Americans, we're going to pick up the torch and carry the torch and manage our lives ourselves. And Donald Trump says this in speeches as well. You know,
I'm glad you brought that up, because what has happened since Reagan left office? Did his philosophy and ideology continue, or did the Republican Party want to stomp it under the rug so they could go back doing what they normally do?
Oh, Joel, I hope you call again, because you're speaking my language. The Republicans that want to hide behind Reagan's image and call themselves a Ronald Reagan Republican are often wolves in sheep clothing. You know, if it weren't for the Rockefeller Republicans, we might have had Reagan earlier. We had a lot of moderate Republicans that ruined the image of Reagan by their policies, that expanded government instead of shrunk it, that gave more power to the wealthy and the elite that hung around D.C. And so, you know, the Republicans have only to blame but of themselves because of the rise of Barack Obama and the difficulty, actually, that we're in now to beat a liar. We're going to go to some more calls. I'm glad to see these calls lighten up. You're listening to Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com on 790 Talk Now. You also can call 702-546-4790. Let's go to Gail on line two. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Megan. I want to say, first, is a saying by Thomas Jefferson, if a nation expects to be free and ignorant, it expects what never was and never will be. And
exactly.
Another thing, after Thomas Jefferson, what I want to illuminate is when Hillary used to be driven around by the state police when she was governor's wife in Arkansas, and you can check this up, it goes back a ways. She used to call Jews Jew bastards, and this was in the news at that time when she was in Arkansas. That was her favorite saying, Jew bastards, and that's what she used to call Jews. And she pretends to be this non-prejudiced individual. So I wanted to illuminate that fact.
Well, thank you, Gail, for the call, and I appreciate that. And if you look at Hillary Clinton's past, you know, she was palling around with Yasser Arafat. She was in a hijab or a hijab with her daughter, and there's pictures, and Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian Liberation Authority, terrorist organization, anti-Semitic, hated Jews, thought he was wonderful. Let's go to Adam, line three.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam.
Thank you.
I wanted
to say about Hillary, she always says that she never sent or received any emails from that server or that account, and obviously that's wrong, but where does she actually say that she did send or receive emails? What account can we find that on? I never hear anybody bring that up. And then one other fact is she's spouting out that Mr. Trump is a racist, but she lays claim to fame to Senator Byrd, who was one of her mentors, and he was in the KKK.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Adam, because I nearly forgot to mention that, and we're going to actually talk about, you know, her latest racism charge and this whole new, it's not the vast right-wing conspiracy anymore, it's the vast alt-right conspiracy that now exists, the boogeymans, you know, the racists, the Donald Trumps, the Putins. But I've always said this about the left, and this is a very skill. This isn't a Alinsky skill, okay? Saul Alinsky, Hillary Clinton's mentor, she loved him. She thought that the problem with the communist Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book to Lucifer, she thought his problem was she loved his ideas. She loved his anti-capitalistic communist ideas, but she felt that he didn't have enough power. Why? To be a real agent of change. She thought he didn't have enough power to be a real agent of change because he didn't have enough money. Oh, well, so the left is really good at projecting, and it's called political or psychological projection. Whatever they are, they label us or anybody else that doesn't think like them to be. So the racist history of Hillary Clinton goes way back. I mean, my God, she was the original birther. Her staff was actually coming up with articles labeling Barack Obama from Kenya, and that can be found. But beyond that, let's go back to Senator Robert Byrd, the Grand Kleagle of the KKK, one who Hillary admired and respected. Just Google Hillary and Robert Byrd. And then while you're in the Google mode, why don't you go look up the eulogy that Bill Clinton gave Robert Byrd? And Bill Clinton said at Robert Byrd's eulogy, it's funny, Hillary Clinton will lie in front of four flag-draped caskets. And Bill Clinton will stand in front of a dead KKK Grand Kleagle senator, Democrat senator. He'll stand in front of his coffin and say, well, you know, he had to do what he had to do to get elected at the time. Where's the integrity and where's the ethics? And Donald Trump was exactly right. Hillary Clinton is the original bigot. I thank you for your call, Adam. And that's what it is, you guys. This is, to my listening audience, you know, those progressives out there, are you out of your safe space yet? Or are you still hiding? Because if you're voting for Hillary Clinton, okay, you're voting for her husband, and you're voting for the corruption, and you're voting for a woman who lied in front of four flag-draped caskets, and you're lying to a, or you're voting for a woman who will have no problem lying to you and rigging another election. She already stole the votes from Bernie Sanders voters. We've already uncovered that she rigged the primary. What would stop this Democrat Party, this progressive Marxist party, from rigging another election? It's going to be you guys. It's going to be who's listening. It's going to be the Gales of the world, the Tonys of the world, the Franks of the world, the Garys of the world, and everybody that's called in today and everybody that's listening. So let's get back to how we're going to take this country back after this break on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And you can call me. I got lines open now, 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790. It's a free-for-all Friday and a flashback Friday with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. See you soon.
Carly.
And I'm Gary McNamara. We host Red Eye Radio, heard here overnights on 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now, actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world. But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS. And most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited or people who just didn't file on time or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. Went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis, interviewed 20 firms, by the way, picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as in underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sclTaxLaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sclTaxLaw.com.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling. Simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGOLD. Again, that's VRAletter.com, discount code VRAGOLD.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. So, you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news.
And this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for War, the great Wayne Allyn Root, while he is on his book tour this week across the country, fighting the good fight. He'll be back in this seat on Monday, 4 to 6 p.m., and after Labor Day, he goes to 3 hours because this show is just taking off like a rocket, and Jason, the producer, is so happy about that. That's what I love about Jason. He loves to work, and when he shows up, he works. He does a great job, and I love it, so thank you. And that's why this has run so smoothly today, and we've got, I'm Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and 702-546-4790. So I've got Tom Harvey. I've got two lines on hold, and I see you, Ben and Todd, and I just want you to either, you can call back or hold after this interview, but I got Senator Ted Harvey, a Colorado House of Representative, on the line. And Senator Harvey, are you there? This is my.
I am.
Hi, how are you?
I apologize for being late on the call.
Well, that's okay. As long as you're honest, we'll forgive you. How's that? Well, let me just introduce you. You are the founding member and chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC, which I love. And you're wholly devoted to assuring that Hillary Rodham Clinton never becomes president of the United States. And I say amen, Senator Harvey.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. It is certainly a righteous goal, no doubt about that.
Well, it's the right goal. It's not only righteous, it's right. Because what has shocked me during this primary was not only the two movements I saw. You know, obviously this primary was somewhat of an election anomaly, right? We have Bernie Sanders that came out of nowhere and all of a sudden has all this socialist movement behind him and a bunch of kids that honestly don't know what socialism is. And then, of course, you have the leftists. And then you have Donald Trump, and the movement really just kind of shook the establishment and shook the foundation of the Republican Party that I would say had really morphed into a purple party. They were voting like Democrats and allowing kind of just Democrats to run ramshod over our Constitution. And at the same time, you know, really expanding the government. But at the core of this all is the fact that the DNC has the arrogance through corruptive power to elevate someone like Hillary Clinton, who is a known liar. And so tell me, Senator, I know you're in Colorado. Tell me how you came to start the Stop Hillary PAC and maybe the reasons behind it, why, and a little bit about you.
Well, thank you. We started the Stop Hillary PAC about 24 months ago, well before Hillary ever even announced her candidacy, because we knew for a fact that she would eventually become the nominee for the Democrat Party. And it was our goal to make sure that she never became president of the United States. And the main reason that motivated me to do it was because my brother is a foreign service officer. He served in embassies throughout the Middle East. And when Benghazi happened, I just couldn't sit back and allow Hillary Clinton to run for the presidency without having somebody go after her and remind the American people of the 40 years of corruption that has followed she and Bill Clinton everywhere they go. And so I've been involved in Colorado politics for decades. I worked in the White House when I was 22 years old and came back to Colorado and got involved in politics and served in the Colorado legislature for 13 years. So I know a lot of very good political activists across the country who know how to run campaigns and put something like this together. And so we started the Stop Hillary PAC, and over the last 24 months, we have built an army across the country. We have over 2 million members
awesome.
Of the Stop Hillary PAC, and we've raised millions of dollars, and we've run commercials across the country. Anytime Hillary is going to some state, we try to make sure that we have a presence there. We ran commercials during every one of the Democrat debates, and we ran commercials when Hillary was giving her acceptance speech. At the DNC, we had commercials running around the country, and we plan to continue to do so up until November, because we know that the DNC and the mainstream media and the Clinton machine are going to do everything that they possibly can to rewrite history and whitewash the Clintons and their trail of corruption and try to make them be everything that they are not. And we have sat back for years and watched the Republican Party allow the Democrats to lambast our candidates and never aggressively go after the Democrat nominee. And so we wanted to make sure that we had an organization in place with the resources to be able to counteract the Democrat war machine. And we're getting in a position where we're able to do that. And I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump, but God bless him, because he is not sitting back and allowing the Democrats to beat him up. He's hitting them back left and right. Every time, single time they take a shot, he takes a shot back. And so between what the Stop Hillary PAC is doing and what Donald Trump is doing, I think you're going to see a very interesting campaign going forward into November.
Yeah, one of the takeaways, and I'd like to know about one of your commercials, because if we've seen them, I want to know which one we've seen and let the audience know. But just to your point on Donald Trump, I have not seen, and I was not old enough to vote for Ronald Reagan, but I call myself Reagan baby, right? And mm-hmm. I was influenced by his words as a young girl, because everyone in my family would stop and listen to him. And I had Democrats and Republicans alike in my family, and he had not only the voice that kind of captured me, but he had this, it was the time when character was king, right? When he spoke, people listened. And the one thing about Trump that I like, and I am a Trump supporter, is that he cut off Hillary's narrative of her accusations of racism that came out of Reno in our up north here, out of Las Vegas. He got in front of that story. He got in front of the new alt-right story. And I haven't seen a Republican candidate take the offensive against the institutional left like him. And he does so strategically. And I think Steve Bannon, who built Breitbart along with Andrew, understands that Republicans are not only up against Democrats. As a whole, we're up against the media.
You bet. You bet. And, unfortunately, a lot of establishment Republicans.
There you go. We've got a couple here. One caller actually wanted to talk about Dean Heller, and I'd love for you to call back. I'm not sure what your name was, but I'd love to talk about Dean Heller, because he's the type of Republican that will vote for tax increases, that will vote for the expansion of government.
Yep.
So tell me what type of a video or commercial that you ran that we might have seen, because all of our listeners on AM 790 Talk Now, they are very astute. You know, they watch and eat, live and breathe politics, most of them. So tell us what we may have seen.
Well, if you go to the StopHillaryPAC.org, you can see all of the commercials that we have run across the country for the last 24 months. And The one that ran most recently was one where Hillary Clinton has blood on her hands, and it's talking about the Benghazi attack, and it's talking about, you know, shows the classic video where she's saying, "What difference does it make?" And, you know, it's a hard-hitting video. Every one of our commercials are very hard-hitting, and they're going to leave a mark. And, you know, you talked about the millennials who didn't know what they were voting for in the primaries when they were voting for I'm blanking out on Hillary's opponent.
Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Yep, long day, that's right.
We did polling with regards to our commercials that we were running, and it showed that millennials, when they watched our commercials, left Hillary Clinton in droves and were forced in the direction of Bernie Sanders because they did not grow up
during 70% of them have no idea. They have 70% of them have no idea. That was a statistic I read and saw. Have no idea who the Clintons are.
That's right. Well, the kids that are going into high school this year were not born when they were in White House.
That's right.
So most of these kids that are millennials don't know who they are. And so when they see a commercial that reminds them or shows them, teaches them who Bill and Hillary Clinton are and what liars they are and how corrupt they are, they are repulsed by that. And they're repulsed by politicians on the right and politicians on the left that continually play games and lie to them. And so that is why they are drawn to the Bernie Sanders, because of his authenticity. Even though he may be a socialist, they're drawn to his authenticity. And they were repulsed from Hillary Clinton when they saw our commercials. We just need to get them, now that Bernie's out of the race, to look at another alternative, or at the very least, don't vote. Because the millennials, the youth of this country, have been the engine that has kept the Democrat Party running election after election after election, because they need that energy to stuff the envelopes, to walk door to door, to make phone calls. And if the millennials aren't helping them out, I think that will help the Republican Party moving forward.
That's right.
All the way down the ballot.
That's absolutely right. Well, Senator Harvey, I thank you for all the work that you do, and I encourage all of our listeners to go to StopHillaryPack.org and watch the commercials. The commercials are important because it takes down the Democrat media complex, as Andrew Breitbart had talked about. And these millennial voters are important in the fact that we need to get through that narrative, that left-wing narrative, in order to prove that conservative principles, that conservatism, that free markets are actually the solution and not socialism. So, Senator Harvey, I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you. And again, sorry I was late for the call.
Hey, no worries. It's Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Ben, I see you're on hold. I see you holding there, and you've been just as patient as you can be. And I promise when we get back in just a few minutes, I will take your call, because it's on immigration, and that's one topic I want to talk about. So, Ben, if you can hold with us. This is Megan Barth on AM 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and I'll see you after the break.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
Who doesn't love shiny diamonds? Shiny colored diamonds. Shiny rare colored diamonds. I'm Wayne Allyn for the Diamond Market. That's thediamondmarket.com. The Diamond Market doesn't sell average everyday diamonds. They sell rare color diamonds. They're unlike any diamonds you've ever seen in your life. Glorious wild colors, yellow, purple, blue, azure, green, orange, pink. Eye-popping, one-of-a-kind clients. One-of-a-kind colors, and I'm a client. I had them make me up the most beautiful diamond necklace you've ever seen. But this isn't just about the coolest diamond jewelry on the planet. It's about a unique investment opportunity, too, because Sotheby's says rare color diamonds have gone up 10 to 15% per year since the 1970s. That's about 50 years of dramatic appreciation. And while there's no guarantees about future performance for any product, that's one heck of a track record. It beats anything out there. And it's portable. You could fit a rare color diamond in your shirt pocket or your socks. It's undetectable at airport screening machines. Doesn't cost a fortune. Only the Diamond Market makes sure it doesn't cost a fortune. They have diamonds as little as $500 to $1,000. Here's their amazing offer. You get a free rare color diamond sent to you. It's yours to keep. A rare color diamond free. You get a certificate to buy your first rare color diamond at 50% off. You get my book, The Power of Relentless, free, because rare color diamonds are relentless, and you should be too. And a lifetime guarantee if you ever want to sell your rare color diamond, they'll buy it back for whatever price you paid. You'll never lose a cent. Guaranteed. Call 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or go to thediamondmarket.com.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allyn Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is Megan Barth. I thought that cut was going to be a little harder, but I love the Foo Fighters, especially on a Friday. I cannot wait to see them. They are on my bucket list. You are with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. We are getting to the end of this show, believe it or not. So we are going to take Gentle Ben on line two. Ben, you have been so patient. Thank you for holding. This is Megan.
I'm sure it's worth it. And I wanted to bring to the forefront this immigration issue that's been brought up lately. And I don't think it's been presented to the American people properly. I think it needs to be presented in a way that tells the American people about the billions and billions of dollars this illegal immigration is costing us. I don't think that's been showcased the way it should be.
You know what? I absolutely agree with you, Ben, and that's a good point. You know, there are a lot of things that you don't see and can't touch and feel, except when you're emptying your pocketbook and taking care of all of the illegal immigrants that, you know, 85% of them end up on the public dole. And then when you look, Ben, if you go to ReaganBaby.com, and you can Google this, an audience, the viral and deadly diseases of illegal and legal immigration. You can find that on ReaganBaby.com. I talk about it. And if you look at the headlines from yesterday, 82% of TB cases in Nebraska are foreign-born. Worst TB outbreak in 20 years kept secret. This comes out of Jacksonville, Florida. And the diseases of tuberculosis are spreading like wildfire because we don't have an Ellis Island. We don't have an infirmary. We are letting in people that have deadly diseases that we thought we had extinct. And guess how much, Ben, a tuberculosis patient, if they catch him over here, if he has active tuberculosis, which they catch quite often, guess how much it costs the taxpayers to treat an active tuberculosis case?
I have no idea.
$430,000, and it takes 32 to 36 months to treat.
Wow.
Now, if they just have, like, little TB, like it's not MDR TB, it's like regular TB, that costs $17,000 over 6 to 9 months. And we are seeing TB outbreaks in this country in every small rural city, even like Nebraska, Palm Beach, Florida, Tennessee, Ohio, wherever you look, wherever they are doing the refugee replacement program is where you're seeing these viral and deadly diseases. So I appreciate your call, Ben. And I think that is one thing that we didn't get to talk about today. But if you go on ReaganBaby.com and look at viral and deadly diseases of illegal immigration, you will see all the costs, you will see all the stats, and you will see all the facts. And you can't pick the facts. But what you can do is pick up the phone, walk precincts, give to your candidate, talk to your neighbors, and tell them why you're not voting for Hillary Clinton. If you're on the Trump train, stand proud and tell them why. If you are for sovereignty, you're not a racist. If you are for fiscal responsibility, you aren't a racist. If you want borders, you aren't a racist. And start having a dialogue. Because the truth will be our revolution. I said this at the top of the show, and I'll say it at the bottom of the show. The truth will be our revolution. The truth is going to be the only thing outside of God that saves this country. And when people are armed with the truth, we have the greatest arsenal of weaponry in the world. So I can't thank you enough for listening today on this Friday, this free-for-all Friday, this flashback Friday. I was so happy to take the seat for Wayne Allen Root today, and Wayne Allen Root will be back in this seat at 4 o'clock on Monday. I will also be in this seat alongside Kevin Wall at 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday, as we do every Monday at 11 o'clock. Kevin and I go back and forth over the topics of the day, and we're always bringing you the truth on AM 790. Talk now, talk that rocks. You have a great day and a fabulous weekend. Talk soon.